From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We often talk about federal spending on things like education and infrastructure, but most of the money for these things tends to come from states. And according to a new report out just this morning, states are spending at a faster pace than they have since the Great Recession, up almost 6% this fiscal year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
With low unemployment, more people are working and paying taxes, giving states more money to spend, like a 4.7% increase in K-12 education.
Elementary and secondary education is the largest use of state tax revenues, and so it's always a top priority in states.
John Hicks runs the National Association of State Budget Officers, which crunched the numbers. Transportation funding had the biggest jump, up nearly 9% over 2018. Hicks says that money came mostly from higher gas taxes.
They have been devoting new resources to infrastructure, particularly in roads and bridges.
Not all states are flush with cash, though. Eileen Norcross tracks the fiscal health of states for the Mercatus Center.
My concern is even when there are more robust revenues, that states are not dealing with the budget pressure points.
Like pensions and other state employee benefits, that can be a challenge when governments aren't quite so flush. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.